This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Alphagan P1.0, Alphagan P1.0. Active ingredient, bromonidine tartrate, bromonidine tartrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Alphagan P1.0. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Alphagan P1.0. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Alphagan P1.0? Alphagan P1.0 contains the active ingredient bromonidine tartrate. Alphagan P1.0 is used to lower raised pressure in the eye and to treat glaucoma. Alphagan P1.0 eye drops are used to lower raised pressure in the eye and to treat glaucoma. Glaucoma is a condition in which the pressure of fluid in the eye may be high. However, some people with glaucoma may have normal eye pressure. Glaucoma is usually caused by a buildup of the fluid, which flows through the eye. This buildup occurs because the fluid drains out of your eye more slowly than it is being pumped in. Since new fluid continues to enter the eye joining the fluid already there, the pressure continues to rise. This raised pressure may damage the back of the eye resulting in gradual loss of sight. Eye damage can progress so slowly that the person is not aware of this gradual loss of sight. Sometimes even normal eye pressure is associated with damage to the back of the eye. There are usually no symptoms of glaucoma. The only way of knowing that you have glaucoma is to have your eye pressure, optic nerve and visual field checked by an eye specialist or optometrist. If glaucoma is not treated, it can lead to serious problems, including total blindness. In fact, untreated glaucoma is one of the most common causes of blindness. Alphagan P1.0 eye drops lower the pressure in the eye by decreasing the fluid produced and helping the flow of fluid out of the eye chamber. Although Alphagan P1.0 eye drops help control your glaucoma, it does not cure it. Alphagan P1.0 eye drops are used, either alone or together with other eye drops or medicines, to lower raised pressure within your eye. Your doctor may have prescribed Alphagan P1.0 eye drops for you instead of Alphagan eye drops. The main difference between Alphagan P1.0 and Alphagan is the preservative. Alphagan P1.0 contains pyrite, hence the P, whereas Alphagan contains benzalkonium chloride. Alphagan P1.0 belongs to a family of medicines called alpha-adrenergic agonists. Your doctor may have prescribed Alphagan P1.0 eye drops for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Alphagan P1.0 eye drops have been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Alphagan P1.0? Warnings. Do not use Alphagan P1.0 if you are allergic to bromonidine tartrate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You are taking monoamine oxidase antidepressant medication. Do not use in children younger than 2 years of age. The seal around the cap is broken. The bottle or packaging shows signs of tampering. The product does not look quite right. The expiry date on the bottle or carton has passed. If you use this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work. If you are not sure whether you should start using Alphagan P1.0 eye drops, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have had an allergy to any other medicine, or any other medicines, or any other foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: liver or kidney disease, severe, uncontrolled heart disease, or poor blood flow to the heart, poor blood flow to the brain, depression, Raynaud's syndrome. This is a condition marked by numbness, tingling, and color change, white, blue, then red in the fingers, when they are exposed to cold. Dizziness on standing up, especially when getting up from a sitting or lying position. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Make sure your doctor is aware that you are pregnant, or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding, or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using Alpha-GAN P1.0 when pregnant or breastfeeding. Use in children. Children 2 years of age and above, especially those weighing less than or equal to 20 kilograms, should be treated with caution and closely monitored. Safety and effectiveness in pediatric patients have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Alpha-GAN P1.0 and affect how it works, while Alpha-GAN P1.0 may affect how other medicines work. Do not take Alpha-GAN P1.0 if you are taking any of the following medicines. Specific medicines to treat depression called monoamine oxidase, MAO inhibitors, such as phenylzine, tranexamic. Medicines where Alpha-GAN P1.0 may increase their effect include barbiturates, traditionally used to treat epilepsy, seizures, fits. Medicines used to relieve strong pain, such as opiates. Medicines used to calm or put you to sleep. Anesthetics. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure, including beta blockers. Certain medicines used to treat asthma, severe headaches, or coughs and colds, known as sympathomimetics. Alcohol. Other medicines that are broken down by the liver may interact with Alpha-GAN P1.0. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Alpha-GAN P1.0. How do I use Alpha-GAN P1.0? How much to use? Your doctor will tell you how many drops you need to use each day. The usual dosage of eye drops is 1 drop in the eye, s 2 times a day, approximately every 12 hours. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. The directions may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. When to use Alpha-GAN P1.0. Use Alpha-GAN P1.0 eye drops every day, at about the same time each day, unless your doctor tells you otherwise. Using your eye drops at the same time each day will have the best effect on your eye pressure. It will also help you remember when to use the eye drops. In some instances, Alpha-GAN P1.0 needs to be used with other eye drops. Your doctor will let you know which drops, how to use them, and how long to use them. Wait at least 5 to 10 minutes after using Alpha-GAN P1.0 before using other eye drops. How to use Alpha-GAN P1.0? You may find it easier to put drops in your eye while you are sitting or lying down. To open a new bottle of Alpha-GAN P1.0 eye drops, first tear off the protective seal from the bottle. The contents are sterile, if seal is intact. The seal will break, and you can pull it off and then throw it away. 1. Wash your hands well with soap and water. 2. Shake the bottle gently. 3. Remove the cap. 4. Hold the bottle upside down in one hand between your thumb and forefinger, or index finger. 5. Using your other hand, gently pull down your lower eyelid to form a pouch, or pocket. 6. Tilt your head back and look up. 7. Put the tip of the bottle close to your lower eyelid. Do not let the tip touch your eye. 8. Release one drop into the pouch or pocket formed between your eye and eyelid by gently squeezing the bottle. 9. Close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. 10. While your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. This will help to stop the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body. Ask your doctor for more specific instructions on this technique. 11. Replace the cap, sealing it tightly. 12. Wash your hands again with soap and water to remove any residue. Wait 15 minutes before inserting your contact lenses. Be careful not to touch the dropper tip against your eye, eyelid, or anything else to avoid contaminating the eye drops. Contaminated eye drops may give you an eye infection. Alpha-GAN P1.0 eye drops are for use in eyes only. You may feel a slight burning sensation in the eye shortly after using the eye drops. If this persists or is very uncomfortable, contact your doctor or pharmacist. If you forget to use Alpha-GAN P1.0, it is important that you use Alpha-GAN P1.0 at the same time each day. If you forget to use Alpha-GAN P1.0, and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and use your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use the drops as soon as you remember, and then go back to using them as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Alphagan P1.0, immediately rinse your eyes with warm water. If Alphagan P1.0 is accidentally swallowed, phone the Poisons Information Centre in Australia by calling 131126. In New Zealand, the National Poison Centre by calling 0800-POISON or 0800-764-7666. Or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there appear to be no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Alphagan P1.0? Things you should do. Continue to use Alphagan P1.0 as instructed by your doctor. Alphagan P1.0 helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Use all the medication prescribed to treat your eye condition. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your condition can be monitored and your eye pressure can be checked. If you develop an eye infection, receive an eye injury, or have eye surgery, tell your doctor. Your doctor may tell you to use a new container of Alphagan P1.0 eye drops because of possible contamination of the old one, or may advise you to stop your treatment with Alphagan P1.0 eye drops. Call your doctor straight away if you suspect an eye infection, e.g. redness, discharge, pain. Become pregnant while using Alphagan P1.0. Remind any doctor, dentist, pharmacist, or optometrist you visit that you are using Alphagan P1.0. Things you should not do. Do not touch the dropper tip against your eye, eyelid, or anything else to avoid contaminating the eye drops. Do not stop using Alphagan P1.0 without checking with your doctor. Your eye pressure can rise again and may cause damage to your eye. Driving or using machines. Wait for your vision to clear after using Alphagan P1.0 before you drive or use machines. Do not drive or operate machines if you feel fatigued or drowsy while using Alphagan P1.0. Drinking alcohol. Alphagan P1.0 may cause drowsiness, and this can be made worse by drinking alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. To avoid contamination of the solution, keep container tightly closed. Do not touch the dropper tip to any surface. Contents are sterile, if seal is intact. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight, for example. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or do not store it in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Discard the bottle 4 weeks after first opening it. Write the date on the bottle when you open the eye drops and throw out the remaining solution after 4 weeks. Eye drops contain a preservative which helps prevent germs growing in the solution for the first 4 weeks after opening the bottle. After this time, there is a greater risk that the drops may become contaminated and cause an eye infection. A new bottle should be opened. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor advises that you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not open the bottle to use this medicine after the expiry date has passed. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Effects on the eye, s. Allergic reactions including red and swollen eye, s. Watery eye, s. Discomfort or feeling of something in the eye, s. Itchy or irritated eye, s. Redness and or swelling of the eye, s. Eyelids and surrounding areas. Burning and stinging of the eye, s. Eye discharge. Redness and swelling of the eyelids. Sore eye, s. Blurred vision. Pink eye. Lesions on the clear surface of the eye that look like dots. Effects on the body as a whole. Unusual tiredness or weakness. Headache. Oral dryness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Effects on the eye, s. blurred vision, halos around light, a loss of feeling to the surface of the eye. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Body as a whole. Severe allergic reaction, including swelling of the tongue, lips, and throat. Difficulty breathing. What to do? Go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems or to https://nzphvc.otago.ac.nz/reporting/in New Zealand. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop using any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. 1 alpha GAN P1.0 contains active ingredient, main ingredient, brimonidine tartrate, preservative, sodium chlorite, aspirite, other ingredients, inactive ingredients, borax, boric acid, calcium chloride dihydrate, carmelose sodium, magnesium chloride hexahydrate, potassium chloride, purified water, hydrochloric acid and or sodium hydroxide may be added to adjust pH. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What alpha-GAN P1.0 looks like. Alpha-GAN P1.0 is a clear, greenish-yellow solution. It is supplied in a plastic dropper bottle containing 5 milliliters of liquid. Ostar 421114. Who distributes Alpha-GAN P1.0? Alpha-GAN P1.0 is distributed in Australia by AbbVie Pty Ltd. Mascot New South Wales 2020. Australia. Toll free 1-800-252-2224. Alpha-GAN P1.0 is distributed in New Zealand by AbbVie Limited, Wellington 6011, New Zealand. Free phone 0800659912. For more information about glaucoma, contact Glaucoma Australia on 1-800-500-880 or Glaucoma New Zealand on 0937-39779. This leaflet was prepared in July 2024, version 1, 2024 AbbVie. All rights reserved. Alpha-GAN and its designer trademarks of Allergan, Inc., an AbbVie company.